T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on a big day. Of course, the start of April, but a bigger deal than that, the start of the baseball season. Opening day is today. Of course, you can hear the game right here at 3 o'clock on WIP. We will lead you up close to that action till 2. And it's exciting. It is always a day of excitement, especially when you know the Phils have a shot. Certainly this year they have a shot. Now, they haven't gotten it done in a long, long while. They haven't made the playoffs since 2011. They certainly have the talent to, at the very least, compete for it. And we really hope this year push them over the top to make the postseason and hopefully go dancing from there. We'll see. We'll talk about it all today. We'll do it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Obviously, we will mix in the other teams as well. 76ers, Flyers, just, I mean, I don't even know what to say. This is a disgrace. And, of course, as we do turn to the month of April, that means we're in the month of the NFL draft, so we'll be getting hardcore into that as well. A lot to do on opening day. We want to hear from you. Your excitement for the Phils, your anticipation, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich!
Hi, Joe.
Big day, John!
Big day!
Opening day, baby.
Exciting, and you look pretty festive. Looking, you did it.
I did it.
You pulled it off. I mean, actually, you didn't pull it off. You did it, but you didn't pull it off. Hey, there's no blue food. No naturally occurring blue food. Even blueberries are, they're purple. They're a shade of purple. Blue food doesn't happen.
Wow. Cool facts.
Unless you do the artificial color.
I mean, I will just say blueberries to me look blue, but
they're purple.
You want to call them purple, call them purple. Speaking of colors, John, I actually thought, James, I really gave serious consideration last night to switching to the road Phillies uniform, the red top instead of the white top. Because, John, as you know, the last 2 years when I've worn this uniform, they've not made the playoffs. But I thought we did not introduce that as a discussion point yesterday. People spoke. There were some against the idea of the uniform, but more people voted for it. I said, who am I to change the parameters now? So I'm going to go with the white bottoms, the white top.
Uh-huh.
And here I do feel bad for Ruben, by the way, though. Ruben, about 5 minutes ago, John.
That was unbelievable.
Describe what
I witnessed.
What a great guy.
First of all, I was a huge fan of Ruben Amaro for other reasons. I mean, you know, but one of the reasons, I didn't realize we're alumni together.
Sure.
I thought that was so cool when I found that out a while back.
Yep.
And then I see Ruben Amaro bent over on his knees.
Yeah, he was.
Trying to help you look normal or try to look normal, adjust your uniform properly.
Yeah.
Ruben Amaro was down on the ground trying to fix Joe's pants because he was looking like a little leaguer
with
the way he had him set up.
I forgot how to do it properly. I was trying to do the Hunter Pence high stirrup thing. And
it didn't work.
I had it like backwards. It's hard to describe. But bottom line is, shout out to Ruben. God bless him.
I couldn't believe he did that.
I was surprised. And you see, this is the kind of camaraderie and team spirit the 2021 Phils will show on their way to glory. All right, well, we hope. All right, let's get into it.
I really was. It really was a classy move by Ruben.
It was nice.
You don't look half bad.
Thank you, buddy.
That was a compliment.
Thank you.
You look kind of classy today. I mean, that is a beautiful uniform. I'll say the uniform looks a lot better than you do.
Thank you.
It
thank you.
It sort of fits. Ruben was like, why don't you fix the belt?
Yeah.
The belt's all wrong. And I think the waist is what's wrong, not the belt.
The waist does not look like a major league player. I'll say that.
No, right, you look awesome, though, man.
Thank you.
Great work.
Got to lean in.
I've got to give you a round of applause,
Joe. Thank you.
Great job to Cameron.
Thank you, buddy. All right, let's hit it. We got a fill season. And I'm excited. John, I know you're excited. James, you're excited. You mentioned the term half bad there a second ago, John. And I guess the national pundits see the Phils as, half bad, half good. 500.
I mean, that's crazy. That's wrong.
And the biggest question of all that I think is on everybody's mind, it's not like, are they going to win the day? Although we're thinking about that too. We want to get into it. And Aaron Nolan will get to the lineup and the whole deal. By the way, Adam Haseley gets the start in center field today over Roman Quinn. We'll get to the lineup, the whole deal. The big question on everybody's mind is this Phillies team in 2021 going to finally break through and make the playoffs? Now, phone lines for everyone at 215-592-9494. John, we are hours before first pitch here on WIP and at Citizens Bank Park with fans. And let's not lose sight of that reality. We want to hear from you if you're already driving down to the ballpark, if you're going to go to the ballpark, if you're going to watch on TV, if you're going to listen here on WIP, we want to hear from you, and especially from people that are going to be going down to the ballpark, which I will be in a few hours. John, the question, are they going to make the playoffs? Where do you stand?
Yes, absolutely. This is a playoff team. We are being so counted out by everyone, and I think you and the fans in Philadelphia, we need to check ourselves here. We should be ashamed that we have been as down on this team as we have been. I can't get over how often it feels like the tone is, it's going to be another 500 season. No, it's not. Last year was a disaster when it was all said and done. But think of how good our offense was. Think of just how strangely lopsided that team was. Great offense, terrible bullpen pitching.
Oh, like the worst ever.
Yes, a terribly lopsided team.
They cruised in the playoffs last year if the bullpen's decent.
Well, that's the thing. Well, the last 2 years, think about this. Take your mind back to 2019.
Yep.
Remember the All-Star break. Remember how we felt about the Phillies into August. It was still early August. This was the best team in the division. And then they slowly unraveled. They slowly blew it. And then this last season, we led in more games than any National League team not named the Dodgers last year. And the bullpen blew it. Historically bad in one area, it cost us in a huge way. The last 8 games last season, we were 1-7. I mean, you do one game better, you're in the playoffs. We are a playoff team. You look at the offense that we put on that field. We put on the diamond. We're a top 10 offense in baseball, no question. We were top 10 offense in baseball last year. We scored the 6th most runs in all of baseball just last year. And now we have better starting pitching. We got that same offense that scored the 6th most runs. We got better starting pitching. We got the bullpen. I mean, it's better.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's fixed because I haven't seen it with my eyes yet.
It couldn't be worse.
It's impossible.
It would be impossible
that it'll be worse. So that's better. We are so underrated. And our pitching, this pitching that we were uncertain of, the starting rotation. How about the fact, I saw in FanGraphs, they're saying they think we have the 8th best rotation in baseball. I mean, we have talent on the mound.
And that's where Eflin's a big key. Does Eflin swing toward the top 2 guys, or does he lean back toward the bottom 2? You know, he's a real big swing guy
That's a great point.
I mean, him right there in that 3.
Which way does he go?
Yeah, when the season is over, do you view Eflin more with the top 2 or the bottom 2? That's a big factor here for this team.
And he's had a really strong spring. He seems like he's ready to take that next step. He's got a quiet confidence about him. Now, that might just be Zach Eflin because it seems like that's how he rolls. I think this team has a quiet confidence. You can feel it simmering. You can feel it brewing just under the surface. They know they're talented. They know they're well-managed, well-coached. And We got a top five manager. Think about that. We are due. We're being counted out by everyone.
Oh, they're due already.
Everyone in Philadelphia should be on board with this team. Well, look, they are a playoff bound team.
I look forward to hearing from everyone today at 215-592-9494. It's a very, very simple question. Are the 2021 Phils a playoff team? Are they? Yes or no? If yes, why? If not, why not? I mean, you know, we'll go through the key players. How do you size it up? What do you see here? Let's also get pumped up. We want to hear from you, especially if you're going to the game, 215-592-9494. John, I got to tell you, I am excited. I'm enthused. You know I am. I mean, I'm literally wearing the uniform. I am a dork.
But you're a sharp dork.
People can see the uniform at WIP Midday Show on Twitter. Check it out.
All right. So all that being said, I'm not going to tell you just because I'm a fan that I think they make the playoffs. I do think in the end, John, they miss it. Now, I'm not looking to, like,
I'm not looking
to dog the Phillies here and rain on the parade. I think they're a good team. I think they're a solid team. I think the national pundits have it wrong by having the Phillies, you know, we've seen the over-unders be, I've seen 81.5, I've seen 81, I've seen 80.5. It's all right in that range. I feel very, very certain that the national pundits have it wrong.
Pundit.
I don't care. The Phils are going to be somewhere in the 80s. And I think they could be in the mid-80s, and they could even move toward the high 80s. But I'll tell you, when I size this whole thing
high
up.
High 80s feels pretty playoff-y.
High 80s could get it done. Here's the deal, though. I don't know how else to put this. I got to see it to believe it. I mean, every single year,
You just saw great offense last year.
No, I know I did.
You saw epic failure from a bullpen.
I understand. That's my point. I mean, I'm at the point.
But you don't expect to see epic failure from the bullpen again.
No, I don't. I don't expect to see that. But what gives me concern?
Irrational to assume that this team won't make the playoffs.
All right, fourth and fifth starters, it's a point of concern. Now, am I happy it's not Velasquez? Yes, of course. But do I think, you know, the Phils could be better at the fourth and fifth starter and be a little better if they'd sign one more, I'll call it more legit, free agent acquisition pitcher? Yeah. So fourth and fifth starters on the radar. I'm not moving off the rotation, though, yet. Aaron Nola's on the radar for me. He gets the ball today. He has had issues in April. He has had issues in September. I'm a huge Aaron Nola fan. Huge fan. But last year, at the very end of the year, he let the team down.
Yeah. Last two years.
So, you know, there's that factor's in my mind. The center field factor. Today, Adam Haseley. I mean, it's got to be one of the weaker center field spots in baseball. It has to be. There's no question about it. You know, I made the point yesterday. I don't want to belabor it here today, but I do want to see Harper carry the team and do more. It is a tough division. I mean, that's the biggest thing of all. If the Phillies – let me put it this way. If the Phillies were in the – NFC East, Phils win the division.
Mm-hmm.
If the Phillies are in the NFC East with the Eagles, the Cowboys, Washington, and the Giants, the Phillies win the division. But they're not in the NFC East. They're in the NL East.
Man, I hate this.
It's what it is, John.
Methodology by you. Once again.
It's what it is.
It's about the other teams more than it's about our team. I believe this team is incredibly talented. They're so much improved. And putting this – yes, I know the rest of our division is really good. And the pitching's scary.
Yeah.
And some
of the young hitters, man. I mean, Soto.
The young talent, yes.
I mean, it's – you know, you got Freddie Freeman who's not as young. But, I mean, you really do have some great players. And, listen, the Phillies have some. I mean, the Phillies have two – in particular, great offensive players in Real Muto and Harper. You got Hoskins, who obviously has a shot to join that group. He's nibbled at it.
I'm excited for Reese.
I am too.
He's turned a corner.
I hope he has. Look, we want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. By the way, we spoke to Reese Hoskins last week, I guess it was, and he said something that really grabbed my attention. And I think it should be the slogan for the season because it's so true. It's time. He said to us, it's time.
That is a good slogan.
It's
for
time. Like, it's the slogan. Ladies and gentlemen, the slogan for the 2021 Phils, as declared by our show, actually as declared by Reese Hoskins on our show, the slogan is, and I'm sticking with this for 6 months. Now, it might prove not true. Okay, let me be clear. But there's no question the slogan is, it's time. Much like the 07 Phils, they've been knocking on the door and knocking on the door and knocking on the door. And finally in 07, they broke through. That's what we need this team to do. It's time was what Reese Hoskins said. Let's hear the exchange last week, then we'll go to the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Reese Hoskins last week, this really stood out to me.
The mindset of you and your teammates to try to get this team over the hump to make the postseason, what are you thinking?
It's time, man. It's time. I've always heard about how the city's a red city and it's a baseball city. Obviously, with the Eagles winning in 17, the Sixers are an exciting team, and same with the Flyers. But what's better than summer and baseball in the summer?
Yeah. I'll answer that. Baseball in October.
Sure. Of course.
Because Reese, I'm glad you brought up the red thing. It harkened back for me. Great, and I'm sure everyone listening right now, great memories. I mean, those red Octobers for those 5 years, 2007 to 2011. I mean, I can attest, man, and you from seeing what the Eagles did, it gets really, really special around here when a team makes the postseason and has a shot to go all the way. I mean, it's really awesome.
Yeah, and I got to be a part of that Eagles run as a fan, and I got to see how exciting that was just for the city and for the greater Philadelphia area, man. And I've heard stories, I've heard you guys talk about it, I've heard a ton of people talk about it. It's time for us to experience it. We feel like we got a pretty veteran, experienced team that have been in some big situations. We got a lot of young talent as well. It kind of feels like things are coming together in that sense, but there's also a little bit of a sense that we're being overlooked. And mm-hmm. I think that's going to give us a little bit of an extra edge. Obviously, our division's super, super tough, and there's going to be a lot of good baseball, but we're every bit of as confident in the team that we have now to be able to compete in our division and compete late into October.
Love it. I mean, that was Reese Hoskins with us last week. It's time. Let's roll. Phone lines. Let's go. 215-592-9494. I think they're good. I think in the end they won't be quite good enough for the playoffs, but they certainly have a shot. Let's see where you stand. Joe to camera, John Ritchie. And if you're heading to that down to that game, we want to hear from you. Let's go to Colin in Washington Township kicking us off today. What's up, Colin?
Yo, what up?
Hi, Colin.
Excitement, man.
Yo, Joe, first off, get it together, man. Your mom's doing your laundry. Rupin's dressing you. You're a grown man, buddy.
Well, that does bring the question. Did you wash that thing from the last time you wore it?
No, I had my mom. Because, Colin,
wait, what?
Yeah,
you
Colin,
had your
this
mom do well, the it? Pandemic, you had his mom couldn't do it.
No, there was. He just said he had his mom wash
it. No, I had my mom do it. I mean, there was a certain point.
No. All right, good.
Colin, you got to understand.
Took that to your mom?
Yeah, look, Colin, let me make this real easy for you to understand. What I'm wearing right now, these threads, this is not like a basic T-shirt. A basic T-shirt, yeah, I'll throw it in my own
washer
and dryer.
It's a uniform.
Yeah, but I didn't want it. I didn't want to overcook it. I didn't want to undercook it.
Hold on.
You got to do it just right.
It's a uniform. It's made to go and dive in the dirt and get cleated and get, go run
Listen,
and sweat in.
I say it with no
that
shame.
That is not a delicate item. You told us that the shirts are taken to mom because they're
delicate.
Tricky and delicate.
Yeah.
That's not delicate.
Well, let me put it
this
way.
Sports uniform.
And then, Colin, I want to hear your point on the Phils because you're giving me a hard time here, and I'm in trouble. But I'll just say this. I care so much about the fills in my uniform, I wanted it done right. Simple as that. All right, Colin, is this a playoff team?
Man, I think it is. Man, you're saying that you're worried about our fourth and fifth starters, but I think most teams are worried about their fifth and fourth starters. And this year, at least we actually have, professionals in there. And I know Spencer Howard wasn't great when he did come up last year, but now he's got a little experience, something to work on. So if we do need someone for a spot start, we definitely, I think, have an upgrade there over what we had last year. The lineup is going to be really good. Yeah, the center fielder's weak, but it's not unusual for teams to go out at the deadline and fill that.
Yeah, that's a good point. They certainly could do that. Colin, always good to hear from you. They are certainly a prime team if they're in contention. They could look to upgrade that center field spot with a trade. Let's go to Lisa, Northeast Philly. Hey, Lisa.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Lisa.
I am so excited that opening day is finally here. And the fans back in the stands is going to be, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I am looking forward to a win today. And I'm super glad that the abuser is not playing.
Yeah, I am, too.
See, I refer to him as the abuser. I refer to former number 11 as the baby.
Yeah, well, different things there, but
I know, but I don't refer them by name. Okay,
yeah.
So that's all I'm saying. So, yes, let's go fight and fills.
All right, Lisa, appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Bob
in Lower Potts Grove. Bob, you're on WIP.
Yeah, good morning, Joe and John. And you two fellows are absolutely fabulous together, and you're very nice to all the callers.
Thanks, Bob. And
yeah. Of course, every year I hope and I pray that the Phillies will go far in the playoffs. And we all have our dreams. And before the season starts, to quote a line from Casey at the bat, hope springs eternal.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and I'd like to remind people that John Middleton, after the 2016 season, told Jim Salisbury that the Phillies would be in the World Series in 2021. But John Middleton has done nothing. And one of the things that I think that will keep the Phillies back, we know that a couple teams have far more talent than the Phillies, and the only way the Phillies catch up is if they exceed the luxury tax threshold, and they're unwilling to do that.
Well, so let me say this. You're right so far to this point, Bob. They have been unwilling to do that. I will say, though, I think you're wrong when you say John Middleton's done nothing. For what it's worth.
I didn't say he's done. I said he's done nothing to get into the World Series.
Well, listen, they have signed players in the last couple of years that are making some bucks. I mean, it started with McCutchen and Arrieta. Arrieta's gone. McCutchen's still here. They obviously signed Harper to a massive deal. They signed Wheeler to a big deal. You know, they locked up Nola long-term in what I think was actually a very effective contract. They re-signed Real Muto and they re-signed Didi. I mean, Bob, while they're not in the luxury tax, and I want them to be, and I will push for that this season with a deadline-type move, let's not lose sight of the fact they currently have the fifth highest payroll in baseball. So when you have 30 teams and you're five, and by the way, they're not New York or Boston, so your third best payroll after those two teams, I'd actually have to see if Boston's still there. Not sure if they are anymore. My point is, fifth is not something to sneeze at.
Yeah, well, they're not all in, and that's what the fans want. Money is no object. And as you know, we were so thrilled when they signed Bryce Harper. We expected MVP seasons from him. We thought he'd be a triple crown candidate, and he's had decent but not great seasons. And the things that bother me, Jose Alvarado at the start of spring training was lights out. And then at the end, he had no command, no control, and he was giving up big home runs. Neris, I think his last outing wasn't very good either. But I'm so glad that Adam Haseley's starting today. I have hopes. I have dreams. I hope they'll be in the playoffs. And I had tickets for today's game. And I gave my ticket to my granddaughter. My wife and my granddaughter will be on their way down little later. And I'll continue listening to you guys because you are the greatest.
Thank you, sir. Bob, you're very kind. We look forward to talking Phil's baseball with you all year. Thanks, Bob. 215-592-9494. The Phil's a playoff team this year. Yes, no, why not? Tell us, key player, who is it? Who's the key player, the swing factor for the Phil's? And let's also get pumped up. We want to hear from you, your excitement on opening day. It's a beautiful thing. It happens once a year, and today's the day, opening day. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, big show planned. We'll go through some of the over-unders for players and their stats this year. We'll mix in some guests. We've got the ultimate Phil's montage to play today. We'll have a lot of fun, and we look forward to your phone calls. 215-592-9494. It is opening day, and you can hear the game at 3 o'clock today right here on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.